There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now with more Free Talk Live, you are welcome to join us toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Coming up, the counterfeiting story we briefly touched on in the last hour. Some lady has been busted for printing her own money on her printer at home.
Thanks, Obama.
In black and white. And we'll tell you more more in a moment here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And so, let's also, coming up, the Edward Snowden, the latest leak that the people who are supporting Snowden are saying is absolutely going to trounce the people who support the NSA. I don't know any of those people, but they must exist. And I mean people who are not part of the NSA who support the NSA. They must exist. So we can talk about that as well. And also, Cecilyn will be giving us a pretty great story about some Free State Project participants and a major success from the legal perspective that has happened here in New Hampshire within recent weeks.
It's great.
Yeah, and so all of that's on the way here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. Daryl, where was this counterfeiting story happening?
This is in Kingsport, Tennessee, which is part of what they call the Tri-Cities. There's Kingsport, Johnstown, and Johnstown and Bristol.
Okay.
So it's, you know, like three major cities that are fairly close to one another. And the story here comes from a newspaper in Kingsport. They write, a Kingsport woman told police she was counterfeiting money because she read online that President Barack Obama made a new law allowing her to print her own money.
If it's online, it must be true.
Police were called to a local grocery store on Sunday in regards to a complaint about counterfeit money. When the reporting officer arrived, he spoke with a gas station clerk who said that just prior to the officer's arrival, a white female handed him a $5 bill, which he suspected to be counterfeit. The clerk handed the officer the bill and immediately recognized that the bill had been printed on regular computer paper and each side had been glued together, but it was falling apart.
Oh, man.
The officer spoke to the woman, Pamela Downs, who is 45 years old. The officer asked her about the currency, and she reported that she had received the money from a gas station in Bristol a few days prior. She told the officer that the bill was folded over and she did not look at it closely. She never inspected the bill. She was then asked if she could have her purse searched, and she agreed. Inside the purse, the officer found a counterfeit $100 bill, and according to the report, the bill was printed in black and white, and the backside of the bill was upside down. A couple of receipts from Walmart were also found inside her purse, showing that she had recently purchased, take a wild guess what she recently purchased at Walmart.
Printer paper?
And?
A printer?
Exactly. She was then placed in handcuffs and reportedly told the officer, I don't give a bleep. All these other bleeps get to print money, so I can too.
Sounds like it might be rap lyrics there.
It could be, yes.
Silly lady. Only banks get to make money.
She was then placed in the patrol vehicle and transported to the Kingsport City Jail. While at the jail, she was reportedly read her Miranda rights and then interviewed. She told the officer that the receipts that were found were for items that she used to print the money in her apartment. She then said that she read online that Obama made a new law permitting her to print her own currency because she was on a fixed income.
I want to find this. I want to find this article that she
was charged with something called criminal simulation and counterfeiting. She then signed a consent to search waiver, which the officers executed at her apartment. Inside, they found several items consistent with being used to print counterfeit currency, including, and Ian, I'm fairly certain you have all of these in the LRN studio, paper, scissors, glue, and a printer.
No glue.
Well, you've got glue in, like, a room over, so close enough.
Yeah.
Those are all items that apparently are consistent with being used to print counterfeit currency. They were seized and placed into evidence. Several more counterfeit bills, both cut and uncut, were found in the apartment with an estimated face value between $30,000 and $50,000. While the reporting officer was doing paperwork, another report was found where Downs had attempted to pass a $100 bill at an area restaurant earlier in July. That bill was falling apart and did not have any markings to show that it was real.
Here is the story from theskunk.org. Which
sounds legitimate.
The header graphic says "Tasteless American Satire for the Ill-Informed." So it's right there in your face. This is satire. This is not real. For those of you that actually know what satire means,
at least with the Onion, they say America's finest news source.
Yeah. Denver, the way out of the country's economic woes is to let citizens print their own money, said President Barack Obama to a cheering crowd of unemployed construction workers in the Mile High City. This was from 2009. Obama said, quote, "This financial crisis is just too big for our resources in Washington. The government printing presses literally cannot keep up with the demand for new currency." The White House put forth a plan to distribute 375 million printing presses to every man, woman, and child in the nation so they can print their own U.S. currency. For those who have lost their jobs and are behind in their mortgage payments, when this legislation passes, you'll be able to crank up your own printing press and create the cash you need right from your own living room.
Yay, hyperinflation!
Obama has called upon Congress to pass the individual currency printing legislation, estimated to cost taxpayers $4 trillion.
But that's fine because you just print the money, and then I'll just print off a $17 trillion bill, and then we get the debt down to like $1 trillion.
You know, there's reason.
Now you're thinking.
Darwin had this whole theory, survival of the fittest. But when you have this thing called government that takes care of everybody with everyone else's money, you don't have that because everybody survives, and then you have silly people who believe things on the internet.
But there still are the Darwin Awards that get given out every year to people that die in very unfortunate ways by being stupid.
I feel like we live in idiocracy.
Great movie, That's a great documentary about the future.
Oh, it's very classist, though, because it implies that smart people are rich and stupid people are poor.
It's classist, and it's just
discriminatory, you know, so you shouldn't watch it.
Can we go to Starbucks?
Stephanie, there may be something to your theory that the government has protected people to their own detriment.
It's also incentivized them to have more children and be irresponsible.
The people who shouldn't have children are incentivized to have the
children. And I'm not saying shouldn't as in you're whatever person, you shouldn't have a child. As in you are not financially able to have a child, you are not emotionally able, you cannot provide for this child, you should probably reconsider.
You can't take care of yourself, you certainly don't need to take care of
yourself. Why do you think you can take care of a person?
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, like government protecting people from themselves, I saw something on Facebook that one of my Canadian friends posted where it was a picture of a coffee cup from like a fast food restaurant, and it said on there where, like, here in the U.S. it would say, caution, hot. It said, if this cup were given to you in a different country, it would tell you this is hot. Thank God we're Canada.
It's a real thing, huh?
Apparently.
It's pretty funny.
Either that or it's a damn good Photoshop.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, the reason that most coffee cups say that, particularly at McDonald's, say hot, hot, hot are on the top is because a police officer actually back in, I think, 2008 in Ohio sued McDonald's because they gave him a free coffee that burned him.
That's not the original story.
That's why they added the extra hot onto it. But
yes.
Back in the 90s, there was the 9-billion-year-old woman that got a coffee, put it between her legs, and then she's driving down the street and like had to squeeze her legs and burnt herself
and sued and was initially
awarded $39 million.
Was that overturned later?
That was reduced, I believe, to like $13 million.
Oh, what a hit. 850. Does she have to actually give that back? What happens there? Does she get? I guess if it's being appealed, then she doesn't get the money while it's being
right,
appealed.
You don't get the money while it's still in court.
All right, there's more on the way here. But here, I mean, so we found this story. This lady, she really did see something on the internet claiming that you could just print money now. So does that mean she gets out of the criminal charges?
No.
Since she was not knowingly doing something that she knew was illegal.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Lady decided she was going to print out some of her own money. She read it.
She wanted to make it rain.
She printed it out. She glued it together. Because that's what you do when you make money. You use glue.
And black and white ink.
Two-sided printing. How does that work?
You don't use, like... colors or anything.
Well maybe she was colorblind, man.
If you do two-sided printing, it can look kind of bad, right? Like, you know, unless it's like really thick paper or whatever, one side, printing a graphic on one side of a piece of paper is kind of going to bleed through to the other side.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to print it and glue it together because then it'll look better.
No.
Sort of. No.
No, because then it falls apart. Like, she ran into the problem of it falling apart. If she took the extra time to make sure it was lined up properly and that it wasn't upside down.
The problem was she tried to use it in real life at some department store.
Gas station.
And we'll continue with that discussion, that story here in a moment, because we actually found online one of the stories that claims that it's now legal to print your own money. It's on a satire website, but apparently that went over her head. So we'll tell you more about that here. 855-450-FREE allows you to join the discussion here. Have you ever come across a counterfeit bill? Have you ever been working in, you know, retail, for instance, and has someone tried to pass a counterfeit note to you? And if so, how did you deal with that? Because I think that I just... Having worked in retail, I just try to imagine what the scene was like with this lady when she comes in there with black and white printed, folded, glued together bills and tries to pay for something with it. I just wonder what it was like to be standing there at the service counter or at the cash register and what you say to that person, how you handle that situation.
Me personally, since I've worked in retail and service and stuff, I've never had anything that egregious where it's like, you know, obviously counterfeit like that. Mm-hmm. But I have received counterfeit bills.
Really?
And there's two different times where there are two different companies I worked for. The one simply you can't accept it. The other one required us to call the police to take the bill and then call the police right then and there. And the person actually like took off and like ran out the door. And
so they knew.
Oh, yeah, they knew. I was like,
there's a chance that the person doesn't know. Right? Like,
correct.
The person could play dumb or they could actually not know and basically say, well, I thought it was somebody gave that to me. I didn't print that. It was somebody else.
Yeah. When I worked at a Dairy Queen in high school, there was somebody handed me, I think it was a $1 bill and a $10 bill taped together in such a way to where it said like 10. And it's obviously fake. And I just like handed it back to him and was like, this is fake. And he was like, what do you mean it's fake? I got it from the bank. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yeah, it's taped together. Give me something different.
So Express Coin, you want to get something you can't, that cannot be counterfeited? Try Bitcoin. People have likely been trying to counterfeit Bitcoin for 6 years now. They've been unsuccessful because Bitcoin is cryptographically secure. There's math behind Bitcoin that basically can't be broken. And it can't be counterfeited. If it could be, there are people out there with the money and the interest and the time who would try to figure that out. Can't be done. So you want something, you want a currency that's secure? Bitcoin is that. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to weusecoins.com. If you're ready to get Bitcoin, then go to expresscoin.com. You can also get some of the altcoins like Litecoin or Dogecoin there. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. So start off at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, expresscoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app over at expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So a great excuse to get your first Bitcoin. If you haven't done so yet, now might be a good time. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Akko. He is on the line in Cameroon, calling from, I believe, your hometown. Akko, are you in Ndop tonight?
Hello, Ian. Hello, Daryl. I'm calling right now from Ndop, my hometown.
Cecilyn is also here with us. So welcome, Akko. What is it that you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
Yesterday I was listening to the show while Mark was the host of the show. I was shocked yesterday when a caller from San Diego, California proposed to sponsor Free Talk Live to Liberland. Along the way, Johnson proposed that trip should be sponsored to Cameroon first. I think it is a brilliant idea to sponsor that trip to Cameroon first before Liberland.
Are you sure that we wouldn't be arrested upon arrival?
No, not at all. You guys are not going to be arrested. Because I think Cameroon has more pressing problems than Liberland. Because last time when I listened to the show, when you guys were discussing about Liberland, I did much research on Liberland. I realized that Liberland is much more free, and it is founded on the promise of liberty and freedom. They have some level of independence there. So I think Cameroon should be on your radar to be the first place to come. So that caller from San Diego should sponsor this trip to Cameroon first before going to Liberland.
Well, I got to say, I wasn't on the show last night, so I didn't hear that call, but how very generous of somebody to offer to sponsor Free Talk Live going to Liberland.
Maybe they just want you to all get arrested.
I've been arrested a number of times
but
here.
But never on international charges.
It's true. Never in Croatia. I've never had the opportunity to see the inside of a Croatian prison. And I'm just going to leave that one to Crom.
I don't want none of that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Europe would even let you into Europe because you weren't allowed into Canada.
They wouldn't even let you in Canada, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know which countries are real picky about
Canada.
That kind of thing.
They wouldn't let you in Canada.
It was, they were nice about it at least.
Well,
they wouldn't let us record them.
I think before you get arrested to going to a country, it depends on the intention that you have. If you are not a criminal, if you don't have any negative intention, then I don't think you can get arrested. For example, if you intend on coming to Cameroon without causing any harm and promoting the ideas of liberty, I think you will be highly welcome here.
Well, I'm sure that you would be welcoming us and your friends would be welcoming us, but, didn't you call previously to tell us the Cameroon government was looking suspiciously at you, Akko?
Yes, they have been looking at me, but I don't think they will get to know the reasons why you guys have come to Cameroon. Because we have many tourists, many American tourists coming from the U.S. to Cameroon.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. On the other hand, I'm not so much interested in doing world travel, but thank you for the invitation. And Akko, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Yes, I am very happy that the LRN.FM app is out. I think many people are going to listen to the radio on their smartphone. That is a brilliant idea.
Well, they already could. I mean, it's not like this is the first time people could listen on their smartphone. There are probably dozens of different ways that you can listen to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM via your smartphone. This is just an official app for LRN.FM, so, in case you haven't yet gotten a solution, this works for you. And, of course, also the satellite signal is available there in Cameroon for those that don't have Internet access. Akko, thank you for the generous invitation. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I've been arrested a handful of times here in New Hampshire for acts of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, things like that. And I don't think I really want to get arrested in Liberland. That's not where I've kind of staked my claim, so to speak. I'm willing to be arrested to stand up for the ideas of freedom, but
that's not your hill, man.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it, Cecil. And there's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. But if Mark wants to go, then he should totally do that. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. So Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to share your thoughts, whether it's on this lady who is one of the worst counterfeiters in the world, who printed out money on her printer that she bought at Walmart and
kept the receipt in the purse
where she kept the counterfeit money as well.
Yes.
And she printed it out black and white, folded it in half and, like, tape. Would she use tape or just glue?
Glue.
Okay, glue. And
we don't even know if she folded it. She could have, like, printed all the fronts on one piece of paper, all the backs on another, cut them out. Because they found scissors.
Right.
And the scissors were...
In her purse? The scissors were in the purse?
No, at her house.
Okay.
Part of the instruments used for creation of counterfeit currency, along with the glue, the paper, and the printer. And my guess is pretty much everybody listening has those items in their house. So if you have those, just don't get caught with counterfeit money, and then they won't seize them from you.
I think this lady has a case, and I'll explain here in a moment. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian here.
I'm Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And if you are getting online at all, you really need to protect yourself online, and ProXVPN can do that for you. They encrypt your internet connection. You can try it out for free right now by going to proxvpn.com/FTL. Wherever you are in the world, ProXVPN can help protect you. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. You get it installed, up and running, and you are encrypted, meaning that criminals sniffing your Wi-Fi packets will be foiled. Your own internet service provider will no longer be able to know where you're going and what you're doing online. It's very handy. Plus, ProXVPN does not keep records of your online habits. And you get it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. That's when you upgrade to their premium account. You get that guarantee because there's a free account that you can try right now at proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 and you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with that code FTL50. It breaks the price down to around $5 a month, and it's good for the lifetime of the account, which is pretty awesome. With the premium account, by the way, you get unlimited bandwidth. Servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and you can do it all over at proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. So I think this lady's got a case. And like a lot, in a lot of cases that where the government charges people with crimes or non-crimes or whatever, that you know, there's usually a better case than a lot of people think because it's just so scary and intimidating going through the court process. Most people will just take a plea deal and they'll never even do so much as read the statutes that they're being charged under. Now, this lady who is a terrible counterfeiter, and counterfeiting is fraud, so I'm not advocating that counterfeiting is like some sort of victimless crime or anything like that. But if you actually go and you read the statutes, which is, I know, it's hard to read criminal statutes and codes and things like that. This is written in legalese. A lot of times it can be very confusing. This one doesn't seem too confusing. It's pretty straightforward here. She's been charged in Tennessee with so-called criminal simulation as well as counterfeiting. Now, Tennessee, I could not find a counterfeiting code. I did find one for forgery from Tennessee, but I did find a criminal simulation code, Section 3914.115. The most important line is the first one. A person commits the offense of criminal simulation who, with intent to defraud or harm another, and then they go on to talk about, you know, counterfeiting, like making things that are false, etc. So if you don't have the intent to defraud, then it's not a crime. And what this lady is saying is she saw an article online that said that Obama had made some sort of proclamation or signed a law into effect that actually legalized individuals printing their own money. Now, I went and I looked for that. And of course, if you want to search for that article, you have to search before the last few days. So I had to do a custom Google search. Because if you search for, like, Obama allows printing of money, then you'll find all the stories about this lady.
Right.
So if you set your Google search for, you know, July 1st and before that, then you'll come up with the satire story that we shared with you earlier in the hour.
From skunk.com.
It was theskunk.org. Theskunk.org, back from 2009, Tasteless American Satire for the Ill-Informed. I mean, it's right there in your face that this is satire. But that kind of stuff goes over the heads of some people. So I believe this lady when she says she saw on the internet that it was legal to print your own money. That's what this article says. I mean, it's a ridiculous article. I mean, from top to bottom, it's absolutely ludicrous saying that they're going to spend $4 trillion giving printing presses to each of 300 plus million Americans so each American can print their own money with their own printing press funded by the government. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. But this lady, based on the ineptitude of the counterfeiting, you know, printing it on computer paper, printing in black and white.
Well, she had to use her printer at home because she never got her printing press.
I know.
Thanks, Obama.
Those darn government guys are always breaking their promises.
Gluing bits and pieces upside down together.
Right. The fact that she was so inept at putting this together is evidence that she really did believe this, isn't it? Like, if you were her attorney, this is what you would try to convince the jury of.
I wonder if the attorney will take some of the counterfeited money and have the backside upside down.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Oh my God.
I wonder if she actually used, like, the template of regular, like, did she scan an actual dollar bill? Did she use, like, Microsoft Paint to make up a dollar bill that just said, like, $5?
Did she find it on the internet? Like, what kind of resolution did she use? Was it pixelated? Was it HD?
I can't believe it. I can't believe we don't have a picture of this woman's efforts.
We got a picture of the
woman. I want to critique her skills and be like, look, lady, you need to go back to graphic design school. This is just, nope.
Does she look like she just stepped out of the Appalachian Mountains or something like that?
She looks like she just left Walmart.
I used to live there. I know what those people look like. Wow, so, Wonderful Wife of West Virginia.
She may enjoy Waffle House.
Okay.
Oh, right. Waffle House. But that was one of my favorite places in Ohio.
Look, okay, so I don't want to make it sound like I think she would actually have a good chance of succeeding in court. I just think she has a case. Because there was, I got convicted last year of some charges of unsworn falsification, and it's a long story, but to boil it down, it was essentially a paperwork snafu with the DMV, and I did not have intent to defraud those people. I did not at all have that intent, and I tried to argue that point in court, but I was found guilty anyway, so...
But only one of the two charges even mentioned knowingly or intent.
That's true, but I was found guilty of both of them anyway.
And the one that said knowingly was knowingly possessed two identifications. Which you knew that you had two identifications.
Yeah, Ian, you're not a real activist.
I don't think that was what...
You had the one from Florida that you knew that you had, and you had the one from New Hampshire that you knew that you had. You knew that you had two identifications.
Well, I don't recall exactly what the text of the law said, but the whole knowingly thing was in there, and it was my belief that I wasn't committing.
You were trying
kind
to
of
apply the knowingly act to the filing a false document, and the word knowingly was not in the one about the document.
Hmm.
It was in the one about knowingly possesses more than one identification.
Wait, the documents that Alex Jones has?
No.
Oh.
So anyway, I think that this lady
has a
chance.
No, those are all on Prison Wars and Info Planet.
I think she's got a shot here. If she actually doesn't take the plea deal and
she's going to take a plea deal, they're going to drop one of the charges. They might drop the counterfeiting, get her on the criminal simulation, and she'll wind up having to do community service.
Criminal simulation is a Class E felony in Tennessee. Now, I don't know if that means it's a bad felony or, like, a not-so-bad felony.
Yeah, I don't know.
Class A could be the bad felony. Class E could be, I don't know.
I'm surprised in Tennessee they're able to go that far down on letters.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here, especially if you've been in retail and how you've dealt with the situation of a counterfeiter coming in, or at least someone with a counterfeit bill. I mean, it seems like the most compassionate thing to do is what you were talking about, Daryl, earlier, where you just tell the person, I'm sorry, we can't take that, and then just let them leave. That seems like the most compassionate thing, or at least to say something else like, come on, man, you got to be kidding. Or just have some sort of conversation with the person, like, this isn't right, you know, this is a counterfeit bill, and you need to get out of here. But then to call the police, you know, I feel like that's taking it too far. But I can understand why somebody would. It is an act of fraud, even though, of course, you could argue that the federal government is doing the same thing by printing these bills out and them having no backing to them. But that's another story. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, big success in the Free State.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
spend your life with Rich Bendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here on the toll-free lines, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And also Skype. You can Skype into the show here. Username's lrn.fm. Send a contact request over first. We'll approve it. And then once you're approved, you're good to go. Call us on Skype from that point forward. And we're going to do a little experimental radio coming up on Monday night. We'll be doing a Skype-only show. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe it'll totally bomb, or maybe we'll have wall-to-wall Skype calls or something in between. Should be interesting. So get your Skypes loaded up beforehand. That way you're not scrambling in the moment to figure it out. So our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Skype username's lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help get behind the show, you can do that for $5 a month as an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month in via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our website, and then you get perks like access to the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. So go once again to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Cecilyn, you've got some good news, and you know we do get good news quite often up here in New Hampshire, given that there's the Free State Project that the three of us are all participants in. We've all moved here from other places. You from Virginia, right?
I'm from Ohio, but I moved up from Virginia.
Okay. And then Daryl, who's from Alabama, but moved from Texas, and I'm from Florida and moved from Florida. So people coming from all over the place to be more free and to get together with other people of that same mindset. We talk a lot about the folks who've been elected to state house, and we don't talk so much about the other people who've been elected, right? Like, it's a big thing to tout, oh, we've got more than a dozen or 15 or so Free State Project participants who actually have been elected to the state house. And that's because it's sort of the biggest position or whatever. And in New Hampshire, it's really not that big of a position because there's 400 of them. They individually don't have very much power. But still, that's a huge success to be able to say that libertarians and voluntarists are actually winning elections to the state house. Well, guess what? They're also getting elected and appointed to other positions in small towns all across New Hampshire. And that's one of the things that's, I guess, I don't know, if, I mean, I guess it's not necessarily a secret that this person who's involved in this story is a Free State Project participant. But one of the town selectmen of a local town here in this area helped to overturn, and he's a Free Stater, helped to overturn some bad stuff that had happened there. Cecilyn, you've got the story.
Yeah, so both people in this are actually, to my knowledge, are Free State Project participants. And the article that I'm going to read comes from Truth in Media, but I actually read this in my news feed on Facebook first, originally, because someone kind of relayed the story. So Alsted, New Hampshire, a conflict at a New Hampshire recreation.
Alsted is what I'm told.
Alsted?
Isn't it Alsted?
I don't know. I pronounced it one way and was told it's the other, but I can't remember which one's right.
All right, hold that thought, Cecilyn. I want to make sure we get Sean in here in Vegas first. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling in about the counterfeiting.
Yes, sir.
I work as a dealer on the Strip in Las Vegas.
And
we deal with counterfeit bills all the time, actually.
Really?
You'd be surprised how often you get them in.
How often are we talking about?
Probably monthly. You find something, and a lot of times it's, you know, they pick it up from a restaurant or something, and it doesn't even seem malicious, but
right.
They ended up getting handed it somewhere. And
the range of, believability here? I mean, is it obvious based on the kind of the paper?
Most of them are good. The ones that we get are pretty solid. Like, you might feel the paper feels a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
The ink might be off tint a little bit. Some of the shiny spots, like one of the major things, Secret Service actually comes in and gives us pamphlets on it every year. Most people don't know, but counterfeit bills is all dealt with by Secret Service. So whenever we get them, we actually have a Secret Service department here in Vegas, and they come and pick them up themselves. It doesn't go through the police department.
Wow.
Because that's the division of the Secret Service. That's one of the jobs that they do is deal with counterfeit money.
So, you've seen this a lot. I mean, how many times have you personally realized when somebody passes you a bill? Because you've got to be dealing with money all day. I
was going to say, I don't deal with cash all that much either. You know, the cashiers catch it all the time
at
the front, but I'm sitting at the table, I'm dealing, so I might get bills here and there. And
right, you're only dealing with chips. So you would.
I'm mostly dealing with chips.
What's a situation in which you would get a bill? A tip from somebody? Will they tip in cash?
Somebody wants to buy more chips.
They might buy chips at the table.
Oh, they
can. You know
what
I mean? So they're going to buy chips from me instead of buy chips from the cashier.
See, I've never been to
poker, so people normally come to the table with chips.
Right.
Instead of blackjack, you might buy your chips at the table more often.
I've been to casinos. So let me just sort of explain the process to Ian, who has never
been
gone.
To a casino.
No. So there are two ways that you can buy your chips.
At the window.
You can go to the window, or you can just figure out whatever game it is you want to play, go sit down, and then when the dealer has a moment, you hand them your money and say, I want to buy 20 or 10 or whatever. And then they'll, you know, count out the chips, give you the chips.
And there's no change involved. So if you hand them a 20 and say you want 10, they give you 20 because they have this little slot they put the money in.
That makes sense.
Right.
It's faster to not give change.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that you're, you know, not necessarily on a roll, but for whatever reason you want more chips and you've still got some. You don't want to get up, walk over to the cashier window, and then you're leaving your chair open. So you, like, you know, reach in, grab out another 10 or 20 or whatever, hand it to the dealer, and say, you know, more chips.
More chips, please.
Sean?
Yep. And then I actually deal in poker, where, like, that's mostly how it works in pick games, like blackjack and craps and stuff like that. But in poker, we actually have chip runners that will come and grab your money and bring you chips because we don't have chips in front of us. We only have, like, small change chips. We don't have the chips for the game in front of us. So that we even deal with less money for that reason because we have chip runners that actually deal with it. And poker is separate from all the – so, like, Texas Hold'em and stuff like that is separate from blackjack and craps and all the other games like that.
I imagine that in a place like Vegas, the policy is to call the police as opposed to just tell the person that they're not welcome there.
If we know somebody, like the last time it happened, it was a local that had gotten them, and he brought them in, and I can't remember where he ended up getting them from. He didn't tell us very much, but they actually, like I said, the Secret Service actually sends people over to take care of it right there on the spot. Because it's such a commonality in our area. We get it, I mean, not us specifically, but I mean, obviously here that get counterfeit bills all the time, you know.
If you're going to do counterfeiting, yeah, you better be on your best best game if you're going to try to pull it off in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, but money moves real quick around here, you know. Like you said, you can disappear a bill down a slot at a blackjack table real fast. So that's what they hope for, something like that. And then sometimes they get put back into rotation because people just don't notice them. And some of them, they used to do the washing of the bills where they'll wash a $1 bill and turn it into a $100 bill. Those are the ones that are the best. You know what
wow,
I mean?
Wow,
I've
never even heard of
them out.
Interesting.
And that way it's the same paper. So the paper feels right and it looks right. And but then when you check to look at the strip says $1. Well, actually, it'll say 5 or 10 because they normally use 5s or 10s. They don't use 1s because 1s don't have a strip in them.
Right.
But you check the strip and it says $5 bill, but it's printed 100.
Wow. So, good stuff. Thanks for sharing that, Sean. Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, just looking forward to meeting up with you guys. We're headed your guys' way. We're here in a couple of months. We're moving out there. Hopefully by March we'll be there. So
really?
Can't wait to do some real activism out there with y'all.
Make sure to contact the FSP and get a hold of Chris, and she'll get you set up with like a move-in party, and folks will come out and help you move in. And make sure to come out to the New Movers Party as well, first Tuesday of every month.
In Manchester. Open to anybody.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Hey, Sean, congrats on your decision to make a move up here. I imagine you're going to be looking for other gambling-related jobs up this way.
I do a lot of different stuff. I used to be an eBay power seller and do a bunch of different stuff, so I'm not sure what we're going to do. We got some time and some space. We're in a decent spot in life, so I'm not going to be in a huge hurry to have to jump into anything.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Enjoy it. Check the area out and see what we like.
Awesome. That's a good plan, and thank you again for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Now, actually, Cecilyn, you were about to get into this story from, where was it published again? I'm spacing on that. Oh,
from truthinmedia.com.
Truth in Media, and it's about this town selectman. Or
yeah, let me just read the first line, and it'll kind of give you a little teaser. So, Alsted, is that how I'm supposed to say it? Alsted?
I don't know. We'll ask.
Alsted, whatever.
We'll actually ask the guy, because he's on the line.
A conflict in New Hampshire recreation area where two people were open carrying led to the town wiping out all of its local gun restrictions dating back to 1763.
That's pretty cool news, and we'll share more of it here in moments. We actually have one of the town selectmen on the line on Skype. And you can join us. If you're on Skype, you can call us on Skype username lrn.fm or dial toll-free 855-453. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency Decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.